reading, both now and forevermore, be Namaste. Dream of a world in which love is the answer to every question, the response to every situation, the experience in every moment. Dream of a world in which life and that which supports life is the highest value, receives the highest honor, and has its highest expression. Dream of a world in which freedom becomes the highest expression of life, in which no one who claims to love another seeks to restrict another, and in which all are allowed to express the glory of their being in measure full and true. Dream of a world in which equal opportunity is granted to all, equal resources are available to all, and equal dignity is accorded to all, so that all may experience equally the unequaled wonder of life. Dream of a world in which judgment is never again visited by one upon another, in which conditions are never again laid down before love is offered, and in which fear is never again seen as a means of respect. Dream of a world in which differences do not produce divisions, individual expression does not produce separation, and the greatness of the whole is reflected in the greatness of its parts. Dream of a world in which there is always enough, in which the simple gift of sharing leads to that awareness and creates it, and in which every action supports it. Dream of a world in which suffering is never again ignored, in which intolerance is never again expressed, and in which hatred is never again experienced by anyone. Dream of a world in which ego is relinquished, in which superiority is abolished, and in which ignorance is eliminated from everyone's reality, reduced to the illusion that it is. Dream of a world in which mistakes lead not to shame, regrets lead not to guilt, and judgment leads not to condemnation. Dream of these things and more. Do you choose them? Then dream them into being.
With the might of your dreams, end the nightmare of your reality. You can choose this, or you can choose the illusion. I have said to you before, through the words of poets and leaders and philosophers, there are those who see things as they are and say why, and there are those who dream of things that never were and say, why not? What do you say?